Drinks.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Why Mommy Drinks. This is Betsy Stover.
Oh. Hello, Betsy Stover.
Just trying a thing.
I'm Amanda Allen.
Hi.
Hi.
This episode, we are joined by, she's an actor. She's a producer. She's an author. She writes and directs content for the internet. Mm. She wears many hats. She does many things. She contains multitudes. It's Felicia Day.
That I don't even know how to follow that up.
Yeah.
I need you to be my sort of
hype
person.
Let me come on your book tour and I will just introduce you in every city.
I love that. You could just go in and I'd love to get a Herald outfit for you, because the way you did it, I just pictured somebody with a trumpet, you know, like from the Queen of Hearts and Alice in Wonderland.
Exactly. I'll be dressed like the White Rabbit.
Yes.
I love it.
You would make a good White Rabbit.
Thank you.
You'd be cute.
I always thought so. No, I never thought so.
But then who would I say that to that I was like, you wouldn't.
Terrible White Rabbit.
You would not be cute.
Oh my God. I was looking up Halloween costumes the other day, and I came across an Alice in Wonderland costume where she has a little house on her body that her arms and legs are coming out of. And I thought that was so cute.
That sounds adorable.
And it was so clever. It never would have occurred to me. When I was a kid, I was Alice in Wonderland one year. I think it was like when I was in kindergarten. And my mom made me I was like, I need a blonde wig to be Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
She made me a wig out of yellow yarn.
I mean, those are cute though.
But I remember we did like a little like parade into like the high schoolers' classrooms, although maybe they were first graders. They seemed like high schoolers. I think they were high schoolers.
There's a difference.
What?
Yeah. There's a broad difference.
But when you're six, everyone's a teenager.
That's true. Everyone's older,
right?
Yeah. Everyone's so old.
And so I just remember someone going like, oh, look, it's Raggedy Ann. Ann. And I was like, no, I'm supposed to have beautiful golden hair, not Raggedy Ann. She has red hair anyway, doesn't she, Raggedy Ann?
It's true. That's totally inaccurate. That was a dumb teenager.
Stupid. What
slash first grader.
Fucking idiot. Yeah. Oh, so I have three kids. Oh, yeah. They're all boys. 3, 7, and 9.
You had to think about that.
I did.
You literally didn't know how old your own children are. I love this.
Well, for one, I'm just really tired. But for two, my son just had his 9th birthday. So I also have to just think about it.
That's a really old child,
right?
I can't imagine having it all. I don't want I have one baby and I don't want her to grow any larger, except I'd like her to not wear a diaper, and that's all I care about. And then she can stay frozen.
That's good goals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. 9. Yeah. That person used to live in my body. How weird. Go on.
So how weird.
How
it's
many
like
kids
aliens.
Do you have, Amanda?
You know, in the 16th century, when you were 7, you were sent to apprentice, and you were just on your own at that point.
What?
For real. They would just be like, hey, time to go to Paris. And they'd be like, you know, 100 miles away. And then they'd just like, hey, we'll put you in a caravan of other children going to Paris. Some of you don't survive.
Wow. I can't even imagine Ajax going to be someone's apprentice. He would actually be probably really excited.
He'd be a good cobbler. I don't know this kid, but
he'd make barrels or
wine?
Horseshoes.
Yeah, horseshoes.
Maybe wine. Maybe he'd become a friar. I feel like all of those kids had to be in terrible danger. Imagine.
It did not. It was, believe me, I read this. I didn't want to go into details. It was not pretty.
Yeah.
It was not a pretty thing. Like at any point where you feel like, wow, this is kind of insufferable, just look to history. And there is no point in history you would rather be living. Let me just tell you that.
Yeah. 100%. When people are like, oh, if you had a time machine, where in the past would you go? And I'm like, I don't want to go back very far.
Nowhere.
Everyone would stink. You would get a disease and die immediately.
You probably. Were an old woman at 21. You were just like, no, they were like, too old. Over the hill. OTH.
Because you'd all die.
I mean,
early,
yeah, you
right?
do die. Well, also, I mean, in ancient Rome, women would, I believe that you had to have 9 children to replace the population because the mortality rate was so high, especially
Jesus.
With children. And that's why they had like a celebration at age 12, because it's like, yay, you survived, unlike all your friends, because the mortality rate was so high.
Wow.
I don't mean to be a downer.
No, that's fascinating.
It is. It's real depressing. So 9 children just to keep the population steady because of mortality and like war and stuff like that.
Wow.
So like, yeah, and you would die in childbirth, right?
Well, we fixed that good now, huh?
Better. Yeah. Anyway, this is not the tone of your podcast, is it?
No, it's funny. No, it's interesting.
It's very, I'm fascinated.
Yeah. I just keep thinking like, oh man, I'm only like 6 months away and I could have had all my kids in Apprentice.
Yeah. Oh man.
I would have been all by myself hanging out.
You'd have hobbies again.
I could go to the beach. Oh,
you could read books.
You could read books.
Think of what we could do if we just...
Wait, did they have books then?
Went back to apprenticeship. Only if you were a friar. Oh. So I guess you would just hope that Wes became a priest.
Yeah.
That's probably the cushiest thing you could do, right? 100%. Besides royalty.
Yeah. You guys know so much more than I do. I am learning a lot right now.
I'm so sorry. And this is what happens when you invite a nerd on a podcast.
I'm like, wow, this is fascinating.
So, Amanda, how many children do you have?
Oh, I have 3 kids. I have an 8-year-old boy and twin 6-year-old girls.
Mm-hmm. And tell us, Felicia.
I have a single individual 2.5-year-old daughter who tells me on a daily basis, Mama, I know what more babies in this house.
No more babies.
No more babies.
Yeah. Wow.
She's like, I know what baby in your stomach. I know what more babies. She is so adamant about other children not being near her in our house. And I'm like, I am fine with that. Yeah. We are good, girl.
Like, I say the same thing about myself.
Yeah. I am no more fine. Babies. I'm like, tell me more, because those frozen embryos need to be. I need to save on those storage fees. Let's just get out of here, babies. So, yeah, she's great. She's wonderful. I am done. So I admire anyone who reproduces more than once. You are champions.
Oh, man. 2.5.
Yeah, 2.5.
You're in it a bit, huh?
You know, it was fine until like 2 weeks ago when she was just like, I don't like anything you want me to do. And I was like, I thought I was like a mommy whisperer. Like, honestly, I was like, I'm dodging the bullet. Look how great I am. Look, I just know how to communicate with her. Every other parent doesn't know what they're doing.
Oh, Felicia, that's the circle of life right there.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. And then you just like, bam. And usually, you know, the worst part is like the diaper thing, because she just does not want to get rid of her shits. She just is like, I want these. And I'll be like, why do you not want your diaper changed? Do you want to have that diaper in your...
She wants to wear a dirty diaper?
Yeah, she will not have her diaper changed. Uh-oh. It is I have to bribe. I have to like... not bribe her, because I don't like bribing her at all. I just am like, hey, you can hold this deer while I get this poop out of your vagina. Like, thank you.
Why does she... Why?
I don't know. She is fully capable of toilet training, and yet she will not do it. And I'm trying to let her lead, because I try to let her kind of like guide, you know, just do it. I'm not going to force you to do anything that you're really reluctant. So I'm like, okay, we're ready until you're ready. But I'm like, you are ready, okay? You are talking full sentences. You are fully capable of like doing what... I could apprentice you tomorrow, and yet you still want to wear a diaper. And I'm just like, please. So I'm kind of... Yeah, everything is a negotiation, mm-hmm. and she's very good at that, you mm-hmm. know? It's like, no 2 minutes, no 3, and I read a book. And I'm like, are you going to be a business person? Because this is...
Yeah, they're all lawyers.
Yeah, very lawyery. So, yeah, it's great. I love her a lot. That is the only child I will ever have.
Hey, man, speaking to you from the other side, I don't see a flaw in your plan.
I just have control over, because I had to do IVF to mm-hmm. have her, and then so like any other reproduction thing has to be completely deliberate. It's not like, oopsie, no, I had to go through the expense of it. So it's like, it's almost like too much control, because why would you do it again? Yeah. I'm just kidding. God bless everybody. Lots of people have the family you want. That's fine. I'm just really fine with one. It's
totally
fine.
Yeah. Totally.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah. Hey.
What's going on?
What's going on? I just had a birthday. And
happy birthday.
Thank you.
Betsy.
What?
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
When was your birthday?
You sent me a text. You sent me a text?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
You didn't remember that you sent her a text? No.
Do you know, I don't remember what day today is.
You sent me a great text. I believe you sent me a video, that homemade video, or like that someone made, like, do you remember?
Oh, the 21st of September.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't do it for your birthday, Betsy.
You just sent that to me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Amanda. Oh. You could have gotten away with that.
You should have just been like, yeah,
I sent it to you. I was like, you know who's going to like this? Betsy.
That's aww, so funny.
And it was your birthday.
It was my birthday.
Now I'll never forget.
And I was like, this is amazing. Look at the amazing video that she found for me. That was my birthday.
I was like, this is so random that they made this video about this day and this song. Betsy will get a kick out of this. I'm going to send it to her.
It was a great video.
And it's for your birthday.
It's for my birthday.
The universe wanted you to have that on your birthday. Uh-huh. Even though it wasn't conscious, you were totally with her.
Yeah.
I feel like...
I'm sorry. Happy birthday.
Thank you. I feel like subconsciously you knew. Because yeah. I feel like when we talked about my birthday before, you brought that song up.
Oh, yeah, probably.
So you may have...
Maybe there's just a space in my back of my black hole of a mind. Then every once in a while, it's like, you don't know you know this, but you know this here. Like, it's like helping me get through my day to day.
Yeah. So I had an awesome birthday weekend.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. A mom in our mom group had an extra hotel room.
Wait.
Huh? Who has an extra hotel room?
Rewind. What does that mean? She had a room and then was like, oh, here's an extra one?
Locally?
So this mom in our mom group put a thing, like a post. She was like, hey, I'm on a... Like, I'm in a hotel for business, and we have a one night of a hotel here. Like, we have a room for a night that we paid for, and we don't need it. Who wants it?
And you were, like, all over it.
Yeah, I was like, well, first of all, I didn't even see it, but our friend Katie K sent me a text, and she was like, oh, did you see this? You got to get it. And
so this is a good friend.
That is a good friend.
Obviously.
I don't even remember if she knew it was my birthday. I think she might not have. I don't think she did. She was like, hey, you should do this.
All we know is that the universe knew it was your birthday.
Yes.
Right. Oh my God, all this stuff is happening.
Your friends being like, make sure you.
That's right. Because then I was like, oh my gosh, it's my birthday. And she was like, oh my God, you have to get it. And when I went to the post, it was all these people being like, I'll do it. Oh no, I can't. Like 10 minutes later, or like, oh, it's me. And then an hour later, oh, it turns out I can't do it. And there were like a bunch of people who had. And then I was like, mine. And so, yeah, on my birthday, I stayed at a hotel.
Amazing.
And it was so nice. It was
That's so awesome. Nice.
That's a good... And did you just leave your kids at home? Were somebody watching them?
They were in the car all night.
They were in the car. They had a great time. Was it near the beach? They got a nice breeze.
Next to the ice machine. They love that.
They were in a garage.
In the garage. No.
So they were warm. They stayed at home with my husband.
Oh.
And I drove. I had a little work to do. And then I drove to Anaheim.
Ooh.
It was Anaheim.
Yeah. It's like an hour away.
Anaheim has some good stuff in there. They have some good breakfast places.
Well, I wouldn't know. I just stayed at the hotel the whole time. I didn't get in until like 10 p.m.
It's amazing.
But it was great. Then I just like starfished on a bed, which is my favorite. Just laying on a king-size bed by myself. And, I watched a documentary about kimonos.
What? Okay. It's a wild birthday. Yeah. You and a bunch of empty little vodka bottles, starfishing on a king bed, and watching kimonos.
Drink vodka by myself in a hotel
room. Love it.
And then the next morning, I was going to get breakfast delivered, and they wanted $10 surcharge. So I was like, fuck you. I'll just go hungry. Happy birthday to me. went out to dinner with some friends. It was really nice. Awesome. And then we went and saw the Downton Abbey movie. My husband
was
and
that
I.
Good?
Jealous.
It was really good. If you're a Downton Abbey fan, it was really good.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
It was
really
like everything.
See it. I haven't been in the movies in, I think, since Wonder Woman. It's sad. I don't go out at night. Even driving over here, I was night blinded. I was like, it's so dark. How do people operate with all these lights in their face when it's dark? The contrast is very not appropriate.
Do you have astigmatism?
A little bit, yeah.
That might be part of it. I learned from my doctor that astigmatism can make for bad night vision.
I just want to go to bed.
Oh,
when it goes night time, like I just need, but I can't sleep until 11. So it's like my body wants to shut off, but my brain won't shut off until 11.
I'm that way too.
I have great insomnia issues. It's wonderful. It was my daughter's fault.
Oh boy. Oh yeah, that happens to a lot of people where their kids don't let them sleep and interrupt their sleep, so that when they finally are sleeping through the night, then the parent is left not being able to sleep.
I thought it maybe regulate, but it didn't. It's been like 8 months. I have to. Yeah, it's sad. I'm in like fun jail. I can't have sugar or caffeine. I can't read anything stimulating. Can't watch TV before bed. I have to take CBD oil and magnesium and often a sleeping pill.
Is this like a regimen that your doctor has prescribed?
Yeah. I mean, I basically just eliminate anything that could be stimulating, but still my hormones are so crazy since I reproduce that I can't sleep. Like, I'll, like 2 weeks in the month, I'll just have insomnia because I'll be anxious. So no. I don't know. Maybe I need Prozac. I have no idea. I need some. What I would love is just a switch on the back of my neck. If that would be like my dream. I mean, you know that thing when you get a, like a colonoscopy and they just turn you off? Like, why can't we just do that?
Wait, what? Mm-hmm. When you get a colonoscopy,
or just like an endoscopy, they propofol you. Yeah. What's so nice?
That's what Michael Jackson died of.
I know. See, but I see that.
But you get it.
I see the point.
You get it.
Oh.
Is that dark? I'm so sorry.
You can be as dark as you like on this show.
They're like, when I got my colonoscopy.
Oh, wow. Everyone's had one.
I haven't had a colonoscopy. I've had several endoscopies because I have like stomach issues. But
oh, man.
But I've had two colonoscopies. And my second one, the guy was, what was he like? He's like, all right, we're about to go to sleep. And I was like trying to crack jokes while I was being put to sleep. I was like, I haven't had a good night's rest. I got 3 years.
Well, I have to say Ambien is like a switch like that.
I can't. I went my last. Dangerous. So I'm about to go on book tour next week for 2 weeks. And the last book tour, I took Ambien, and it got to the point because I was, you know, I'm traveling. I'm going to travel every single day for 2 weeks, like literally in the air every single day.
Whoa.
And so I got to the point where I took so much Ambien, and I only took it at night when I was going to sleep. I know how to use it, but it ruined my brain so that I would like halfway through, I was going through like the scanner and I knew somehow in my mind that the scanner was going to melt my bones.
Uh-oh.
So I was like, hey, this doesn't seem normal. Maybe that Ambien stuff needs to stop, Felicia. So I just cut it off. So I never took it since then. I take like half a Benadryl, and then I got like a little bit stronger sleeping pill to bring with me in case. And I tested it out, and it just is terrible. It makes me groggy. But I'm like, hey, I can sign when I'm groggy.
Is it
Trazodone? Trazodone.
That shit makes me groggy.
It's too groggy. I took a quarter of a pill.
I should take less. Well, it sounds like it doesn't matter. Yeah. The next day I'm like,
no, I can't function. But I'm like, you know, at a certain point, you gotta sleep.
Tell us about the book. What is this book?
It's called Embrace Your Weird, Face Your Fears, and Unleash Creativity. So it's like a funny, quirky self-help book. And it's an interactive kind of journal. So during the book I will talk about something like procrastination or like uncovering your past. And it's funny and it has some funny doodles. And then you'll do, as the reader, we'll do like an exercise to kind of apply to what I just taught. Because I do a lot of internet content, so I wanted it to be interactive in a way. And so that was kind of the best way of kind of getting that internet back and forth kind of vibe in a book.
Awesome.
That is so cool.
I'm excited about it. Yeah. I love self-help books. I love them. And this one I wrote like after I completely collapsed with my baby. So I really had such a life crisis that I was like, I have no idea what I am or who I am anymore. And so the process of writing the book is basically a training ground for somebody else to find who they are as a creator, overcome their enemies, figure out how to enjoy life again. And I was like, oh, this is a parallel to I was a wreck. Now I'm a little more functional. So I don't talk about parenting a lot, but I do mention it because, you know, creativity is so natural for children and we're all just all messed up later on. So I'm like, oh, okay, I can use a little bit of this, but I won't tell all the sad stories about parenthood because that's another.
Yeah.
That's what this show is for. But yeah, that is true about parenthood. I feel like such a common experience for everyone is that it breaks you. Like it takes you apart into pieces.
Yeah.
Like you know, it breaks you apart. Like,
well, you're forced to grow up, which a lot of us don't want to. Why grow up if you have to?
But then the process of sort of like, I feel like life after birth is then finding ways to like put yourself back together.
Yeah. But especially if you're creative, like everyone's creative because of, and it comes from who you are. Right. Mm-hmm. But who you are changes, you got to be like, I don't know who I am. How am I funny? What do I care about anymore? And like, you know, I don't know if you experienced this, but oh man, you know, I had 15, you know, I had 15 jobs. I ran a company with like 30 people and I was just like, whoa, something has to give. This child needs me.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think it's really hard to balance that. And I just started cutting things out and cutting them and cutting them and cutting them. And at a certain point I was like, what is left?
Yes.
Not much. So
yeah,
that was kind of, and it helped me because ultimately a lot of things that I did weren't adding to my life in a productive way. Mm-hmm. So like, if I cut them out, it didn't really matter to who I was. In fact, kind of let me have more room to figure out who I am in an interesting way. But it was really hard because then you feel like you're just being robbed of everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, this baby who's not quite communicating, it's like all it can do is poop and puke and want to eat. And so, like, what are you, what work can you take?
And it doesn't feel rewarding a lot of times with when they're,
Yeah. I mean,
when you're just like a milk machine and you
exactly.
know.
Exactly. 1 to 2, it's like 0 to 1 was fine. Like she, you know, they're just like a little potato sack, but 1 to 2 just broke me. And that's when I wrote the book. I wrote the book toward the end and like the beginning of her 2. And at 2, she just like started sleeping through the night.
Yeah.
And she, and it was like,
oh,
click.
2 years.
Oh yeah. No, she got all her teeth like a piranha and she just literally teethed for, I think, 15, 16 months
Yikes.
Straight and woke up and then she co-slept and breastfed. Like, yeah, no, it was hardcore and I could not sleep train her. That was just, I couldn't do it. That was not my choice, but it was, I didn't know the consequences were literally breaking my brain. So, hey, retcon.
Anyway, retcon?
Retcon, which means just go back and redo something. Oh. That's what they use for like comic books. If you like retcon a timeline, you're just like, oh, Spider-Man didn't die.
Oh,
ooh! You learned something.
I did.
Oh, I'm so excited.
This is a corner of nerd culture. I don't know.
It's deep.
I am learning all of the information tonight.
You know, that is something I've experienced in terms of just creativity. It's really hard when you have kids. I'll speak for me. I need time and silence and space and a little boredom to create and to sort of get that part of me excited to create. Mm-hmm. And now that I don't have silence and time, it's really hard to jumpstart that part of me.
100%. Yeah. You have to learn how to segment your life a little bit and you have to learn how to, I mean, but of course, you know, I think it's the impulse is to never prioritize yourself ever.
Mm-hmm.
And so could you do 30 minutes a night? Could you do 2 minutes a night? And as long as you, I think, my philosophy is that you, as long as you have a habit of some kind, you can maintain at least the thread. And then when you have an hour, you're going to be able to jumpstart a lot faster than if you had done nothing for 6 months and you're just like, I have an hour. I forgot how to do this, you know?
That makes a ton of sense. I never thought about it like that.
Meanwhile, you're like the most creative, ambitious person I've ever met.
Oh, man, that is so kind.
And you're like, I don't have time. I'm like, you spent all day teaching improv to people. Then you go and do shows at night.
Incredibly creative.
You do this. Like, you're always still. But I get what you mean, though. What we need to fulfill our creative bowl or jar or vase or whatever it is for you.
glass container.
Splash.
What does your creative container look like?
Toilet.
Oh, do you guys know what your kids are going to be for Halloween?
Yeah, they change it out. They change it. Emmeline wants to be a really like rare Pokemon, so I'm
which
working
one?
On it. Glaceon.
Oh,
I don't know which
one. She's very pretty.
That's an elaborate one.
Yeah,
is
blue.
It?
Yeah, she's, like blue.
She's very pretty. Yeah,
very pretty. So I got a onesie, and then I'm gonna order some head thing and.
Yes.
We're going to spray her hair blue and then paint her face.
Ooh.
She'll look really cute.
That sounds cool.
Yeah. Wesley goes back and forth. He wants to maybe be a Tarchick, which is also a Pokemon character.
Oh.
It's like a little chick. Or Salt and Pepper with his best friend.
Oh, that's adorable.
Wow.
But his best friend.
Salt and Pepper, the 90s women. The hip-hop band.
Yeah.
I'm like, they had good fashion.
Yeah.
You can be Spinderella. Yeah.
I'm going to walk around and be like, oh. But I have a feeling that's not going to happen. So I'm waiting in the wings for the last minute. I want to be this thing. So.
Oh boy.
And so Benny wants to be, she changes her mind all the time. A scaredy cat currently.
Oh, that's adorable.
Cute.
Yeah, a cat that's
how are
scared.
You going to make that clear in a costume?
She's going to make it work. So she'll be a cat and then she'll be
act all day
scared.
Yes, great. Who is this,
facial
Benny?
Dedication.
Benny. That's kind of hilarious.
I know.
Benny's a little bit of a scaredy cat.
I mean, that's good. That's fine.
Yeah, except then every once in a while we go someplace and she's like, I want to be a witch. Or she'll be like, never mind, I want to be a kid.
Yeah.
Hold on. I don't know.
Oh,
so
boy.
I'm waiting a little longer for her.
Luckily at our house, we've never had like mind changers in terms of costumes. I think that would drive me nuts. But I think we're going to have a house full of Pokemon as well.
Are you going to be Ash?
Is that the kid that hangs out with them?
Yeah.
That's a great question. Maybe my husband should be.
You can be Mitzi. You can be Mitzi.
Oh, yeah.
Who's Mitzi?
She's the girl. Other Pokemon. She's like the other a side human pony. In that world. She's wearing like some little overalls and a yellow shirt.
Yeah.
She's a great. Redhead, but you know, you could do it.
Yep.
All right. Maybe
you could
be Ash. You
could be her. That'd be really funny.
That'd be really cute,
Pokemon,
actually.
And then you, yeah. Yeah. Gotta
awesome.
Catch them all.
Gotta catch
or
them
Or I could
all.
Just be a Pokeball.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that would be a comfortable costume. I think one of them wants to be Pikachu, which.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, it feels a little basic, but
yeah, classic. But you can
buy we'll say that.
Okay, classic.
It's like the little black dress of Pokemon.
You can't go wrong with Pikachu. He's appropriate in any
situation, any
event. That's
you
hilarious.
Dress it up, dress him down.
Yeah, he could be a detective. He could just be just regular Pokemon.
You can buy him though anywhere too, which
yes.
is
yes.
So you don't have to worry about making.
Oh,
that
girl,
one.
But I you know we've met.
Yeah,
yeah. Do you know what your daughter's gonna be?
Well, she the first year I dressed her like when she was 9 months old. It was her first Halloween. I dressed her like a little black cat.
Great.
Then year two, she asked to be a black cat.
Oh.
Now she's decided she'd like to be a black cat. So
yeah.
What?
I don't know if she's like a basic child. I'm a little disappointed. But I have no sewing skills or creative skill. Like I and the only thing she really wants is me to dress up the same way.
Yeah.
So she wants black cat on black, you know, black cat action. She's obsessed with Halloween, and I really am apathetic, borderline despise the holiday. So uh-huh. I have no whimsicality with it, which is great when she literally wants to listen to 4 hours a day of Halloween songs since January.
What?
So all day, every day, Halloween songs.
What?
All day, every day.
How
Halloween
is that
songs.
Even wait, possible? There's
Halloween?
Like two Halloween
oh,
songs.
No, there are plenty. Like go to Spotify.
Spooky, Halloween is coming to
got
your town.
You know what I like? One. Spooky, spooky. Very spooky.
That one's her favorite. That's
I
her favorite.
I love that one.
So there are about, I have a comprehensive Spotify list of Halloween songs. There are at least 3-4 dozen of them, which wow. is better than her other subcategory that she loves, firefighter songs, which there are about 20. She also
what?
Likes
Fireman
doctor
Sam.
Songs. She really wants the cross section of spider / doctor songs, and that's frustrating for her that
spiders
that doesn't exist.
And doctors.
Yeah.
Dr. Spider.
She's very specific. She thinks the Spotify machine will give her anything, any combo of she songs. It's like, I want a Pelican song. So, and I'm like, I can't find you a Pelican
she's
song.
She's a child of the internet.
She really
she
is.
Knows that if she really looks hard enough, she will find a Pelican song.
It's kind of true.
I mean, go on YouTube right now. I am sure.
Child's Pelican song.
Yeah.
It'll be there.
And it's animated, dude. It's got horrible.
But she doesn't watch any.
Very
any
cheap.
Cartoons
computer
or
animation
it's probably terrible and traumatizing. That's why she doesn't watch anything. She does not watch anything.
God bless.
Yeah,
that's how my first child was. He didn't see anything until like 2 and a half.
That's what I hear. Yeah,
he's a pelican.
Ooh, that's high quality.
He's a pelican.
That's a murderer.
Yeah, that is like a creepy old man in a basement.
That's why she can never be on YouTube. As someone whose career was made on YouTube, she
it's
cannot be on YouTube.
Can.
That
it's
was
a pelican.
Can. The baseline for children's music is so low, y'all. We could all become children's stars, like for real.
Oh, it's really creepy. I love it in no time flat. We did not edit that to speed it up. She found it that fast.
I was like, Pelican song, play. Is it better?
Oh, my God. So, yeah. Yeah, my kids are like that, too. They'll be like, I need to hear a song about whatever the fuck. A yeah. unicorn who's a friend with an owl. And then they'll be like, all right, well, let's see.
Pulling out the phone.
She's going to see if she can find
it. I did make up a dinosaur doctor song because I feel like, yeah. I
oh, a dinosaur doctor.
Dinosaur
but she
doctor
wants
specifically
spider a spider doctor.
Oh, spider doctor was the one that she was really crushed that it wasn't available. But then I was like, I'll make you a spider. I'll make you a dinosaur doctor
How did you
song.
Make one?
I just made it up.
Oh, like, oh, yeah, you're like, I went to a studio. I produced it.
I think I might do it because I know GarageBand enough. Whatever. Amazing. It's not hard. Listen to Pelican Can.
He's saying, if I was an owl and a unicorn.
What?
Not kidding. If I was an owl and a unicorn song.
Wow. And like I said, baseline does not have to be high quality. Does not have to be high quality, wow. Y'all.
Also, it was to the Oscar Mayer Wiener theme song.
If I were an owl.
But that's the trick with
unicorn.
All children's songs, because they just take, like, all, especially on Halloween, they'll be like, twinkle, twinkle, little bat.
Oh, boy.
Or they'll just do any, and just yes. steal any public domain song yes. and just do a little twist.
What is.
Stop it! Oh, it's horrible.
It sounds like a dance remix.
It's better. Listen to the background. Listen, wait, hold on, real quick.
Listen, you can hear someone screaming.
Like, it sounds like, hey, baby, I'm forever your girl. It's Paula Abdul. Listen.
Listen, there's a woman saying help in the background.
He's a pelican, little pelican, little pelican.
I hate it. It's so creepy. It's actually gonna haunt my dream.
Yeah, please turn it off. It's horrible. This is the scariest Halloween episode yet.
Well, it's appropriate.
It's wow. horrible.
I think we know what the title of this show
you
is.
You created a viral hit that oh everybody's gonna flood to that song.
I don't know about you, but in the last couple of years, I have been really struggling with depression and anxiety. And the hard thing, besides just feeling depressed and anxious about that, is that in order to get help, you need help. Like, if you're feeling depressed, it's really hard to go out and do all the research and take the time and energy to find someone who can help you. And even then, if for whatever reason it doesn't work out with that person, then it can just be really exhausting trying to get help. For me, as a busy mom who works outside the home, who works inside the home, who's schlepping three kids around all the time, the only way that I could truly get help was to do it over my computer. I don't have to drive anywhere. I can talk to someone on my computer. I can do it in my pajamas. I don't have to go anywhere. If I need to, my kids can just be watching television while I, you know, take care of me. So BetterHelp is our sponsor, and I'm a big fan of BetterHelp. BetterHelp is online counseling, and it's there for you. You can connect with a professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. It's super convenient so that you can get help on your own time and at your own pace. So you can schedule a video or a phone session. You could do chat. You could do text with your therapist. All four of those communication modes are for you, and you can start communicating with a counselor in under 24 hours. And if you're not happy with, you know, the way that you and your counselor are vibing, you can just, for any reason, you can just request a new one at any time and they won't charge you anything extra. All right. So there are 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists all across 50 states. It's secure. It's convenient. It's professional. It's affordable. And best of all, financial aid is available for those who qualify. I think a lot of times that's another thing that keeps us from getting help, is we think, oh, I can't afford it. It's going to be too much money. So that's another barrier that can be eliminated between you and getting help. And there's lots of reasons that you might need help. You know, depression and anxiety, that's my jam. But even just stress, anger issues, family conflicts, maybe you're going through grief, maybe you're not sleeping, maybe you're working through a traumatic experience, whatever it is, you can find a counselor that's going to work well for you. You just simply fill out a questionnaire. They assess your needs. It's totally confidential. And then you get matched with a counselor that you love. You can go to betterhelp.com. That's betterhelp.com/drinks. And that gets you 10% off your first month of counseling. So again, that's the discount code drinks. Go to betterhelp.com/drinks and get started today. BetterHelp.
What's going on with you?
I have now that song.
Oh my! She just told you she can't sleep, Amanda.
It's gonna be stuck in
my
head.
You ruined my dreams. You know what I'll do? I'll just listen to a little Halloween song compilation on Spotify and sing along, even though there's not a child in my car, like I do.
Dr. Spider, he's a spider who's a doctor. He's got a degree.
That is a show. That's Thank a television you. Show on
Spin
Disney
off.
Junior.
Spinoff.
He's got a degree.
Doc McSpider.
So for me, it's been, it's kind of, Wes is really wanting to play Fortnite. Do you know what Fortnite is?
I'm going to tell you what I think I know about it.
Yeah.
And you can tell me if it's correct. Well, first of all, I know it's highly addictive, which is what I've gathered from scary articles on the internet. I know that my neighbor has played it very loudly through the wall, and I think it involves dance moves somehow. Yeah. And then, which I don't understand how that works, because I think it's also some sort of, it's like a first person shoot 'em up, and it's like a last man standing kind of thing.
It's like Hunger Games.
With building.
So it's building, Minecraft. Like a Minecraft, yeah. But then there's dancing?
You can build things to kind of protect yourself, like constructions.
From people killing you.
I don't play those games. I'm a huge video game person, but at a certain point, I just wanted to stop being hunted for my entertainment. So I was like, I think I can leave these FPSs behind, but I do play a lot of like nerdier games.
Yeah.
Hunted. I play like Assassin's Creed and like RPGs and adventure and like puzzle games. I stream on Twitch because that's my only mommy time. My me time is Saturday night when I'm streaming to my fans on Twitch.
What does that even mean? I don't even understand what you're saying.
I play video games to an audience on Saturday nights. So, hey, any other parents?
And what does that mean? Do they see you or your vantage point in the game?
They see me playing my game, and then I have a little webcam in the corner where you can see my face.
Oh, you're like some of my kids watch. They don't watch.
I mean, they would not watch me. I'm old.
No, but they like. But they would watch like other streamers, and they're like,
yeah.
"Oh yeah, here we are. Okay, we're building this thing. Oh, I'm gonna go right.
Yeah,
is that a creeper? Oh, look at that creeper.
Yeah.
I mean, assuming I'm sure you're more entertaining than.
No, that was great. That was pretty much it. Like the baseline for that is low. Like just, I know. Yeah.
Right.
It is low. You don't really have to be that charismatic, but some of them are funny.
Yeah.
Big stars.
So Fortnite.
Oh. Yeah. Fortnite.
Wes is wanting to play it and has been begging and begging and begging and begging and begging. And we went to the store like last week. He earned a toy and he got a Fortnite figure. It's like a G.I. Joe. Right. And he was like looking at it like, this is everything he can, like, this is the closest he could get to the game. And then inside it had like a periodic table of guns. So like listing all the different kind of guns he could play with. And he was studying it like he would a science or chemistry.
You know, a 14-year-old won $3 million in the Fortnite tournament this year.
I don't know. I don't know.
So it's not the worst thing they can do with their time, I guess.
No, I don't. I'm not opposed to video games.
9 seems young. I would be like 12.
Yeah.
Even though you're never going to be the 14-year-old that wins $3 million if you start at 12. It's too old. It's like, you know, concert violinists. They burn out early.
Really?
A little bit.
Yeah. That's how I feel. 9 is too young.
And your son's 8, right?
He's 8. He'll be 9 in December. So he's almost 9.
So he's aiming for that 9-year-old. He thinks that's some kind of like Rubicon. He's going to go over the valley into the Fortnite.
Well, the thing that stinks is, so this is what has been really bugging me, is it's like, I can make these rules and say, no, Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
But then he goes to his friend's house and all his friends are playing Fortnite.
Yeah.
So he plays Fortnite at their house and their parents don't care. And they're like, yeah, go shoot it up. Do it up. And so he gets to watch that, and he gets so excited about it. And he's like, every person is playing Fortnite but me. Like, right. I don't understand, Mom. Yeah. Why are you so terrible? And it's like, I know I have to be terrible and put my foot down. But then right. there's another part of me that's like, I remember being 9. I got a curling iron when I was 9. He's going to get a gun and be hunted. It's fine.
Not same. A real one. Yeah, not you're not black one. In Florida right now. Right.
Yes. My husband and I talk about this sort of thing because at my house we didn't have a game system, and I didn't really ever feel, but I'm female, so who knows, but I never felt like I was lacking in that regard. But he grew up and his parents wouldn't let him have a game system, and he would go to friends' houses and play. You know, so on one hand, there's always a friend you can play with, but he feels like he could have been socially more adept had he been able to be part of that kind yes. of pop culture and I think, phenomenon of yeah. gaming.
And Wes goes into that space, too, because that's what they all talk about. They all talk about the different games. They talk about Pokemon. Now it's Fortnite. And it's like, how do you keep up with it? And it's just like the beginning. And then he'll be like, we're going over there, Mom. We're going to play Fortnite. It's going to be awesome. And he's like, I can't wait till I'm allowed to play Fortnite. And then it's also that feeling of like, all right, I'd rather you be home and drink than out with your friends. You right. know, like it's like, should he just be here where we can, I don't even know if you can put you can controls
be like, you can play
it.
For 1 hour or something.
Yeah. And then is there a space where you can be like, there's youth, like,
oh,
I don't know anything. Like, so I need to learn more about it. I think there is like a creator mode where you're not hunted. You're just building.
I mean, I feel like Minecraft, like for me, like, I mean, I'm a gamer. That's how I wrote a show about gaming. And I've been playing since I was like a very small child. My mother never let me have a console, but I play PC games.
Uh-huh.
And so, I mean, on the one hand, I would rather her play a video game than watch television because mm-hmm. I feel like that's so passive. And then she's learning. Is. Yeah, and she's learning things, especially about what society tells a woman should be through media in a way that yeah. I'm like always like, ugh, this is uncomfortable. I see where all this comes from.
Yeah.
But then again, the culture of gaming is probably the most, you know, misogynistic mm. there is. And yet I want more women to play earlier. Right. So it's just like, let's not even pay attention to it. So I don't know. To me, I cannot wait to sit down and play Mario Party or like Mario Kart
yeah,
with her.
Yeah, and they're starting to do that.
And that
love
would be
it.
Cool. I'm excited yeah. about that. Fortnite, again, yes, you're hunting each other with game. It's like a cortisol, like, yeah, I'm really jacked up because I'm being hunted. Like, I don't know about that. You
yeah.
know? I respect anybody's decision about video games. I think I'm not a Nintendo person, but I'm like, I'm full Nintendo. And my house is going to be full Nintendo when she's old enough.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah. it's just cuter. Like, well, I would put, yeah. It's a
and,
mushroom.
But well, we have a Switch.
There's a big difference.
A Switch, they're so fun.
We have a Switch we got last year for Christmas, and they love it. And they can play together, and they play like Mario Kart.
Yeah, yeah.
Or they watch each other play Mario. We don't have very many games because they don't play very often. So when they do, like, it's all very exciting.
Oh.
And he's just getting into
the Fortnite thing.
Yeah, he's yeah. just like switching over into where it's all he wants to do
oh, yeah.
is play the video game and like, how do I get Fortnite? How do I get this? And so it's a little bit of me like wrestling with letting him have what he wants and letting him be a kid. And maybe it's not what I am like, okay, I have to let him go a little bit and be who he wants to be. And because he's going to do it anyways. It's just hard to watch them grow up, you know, like not always like what they want to do.
Yeah.
And I don't mind video games. I mean, he's like, what's your favorite video game? And I was like, Burger Time. I love that little pickle and the egg.
Wait, like the old school arcade Burger
yes.
Time?
I think you should maybe play Fortnite with him. Oh, you're not. I'm not trying to give you advice, but I'm like, hey, become a cool mom. Like, play
well,
Fortnite.
And that could be the case. Like, maybe that's where we come together in that,
yeah.
where I learn about it and I'm playing with him and he can play if I'm playing with him.
Oh. Yeah.
And that, I think, could be cool, at least for a little while until I'm like, oh, this isn't anything. Or I'm like, look, I just
or
killed
you become
all
like,
people.
Literally, like,
doing
oh
Twitch.
My God, yeah. Mom It'll has to do my Twitch thing. I got to do, I'm just like the ninja of moms.
It's Saturday night. Okay, so I'm looking over here and I see
amazing.
You know, I struggle with this too because I have four younger brothers, and at a certain age, although it was much older than eight, it's at a certain age, it was like they went into this sort of a video game cave, and they kind of never like reemerged. They just kind of went in there, and then I just didn't see them for like years. Wow. Like you would go home for Thanksgiving, and they would just be playing games till like 4 a.m, and then you wouldn't see them the next day, and And it was kind of true of that, of kind of all of my brothers in a lot of ways. So for me personally, I feel very hesitant because
you
of
feel
that
like it's
experience.
Isolating. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well
there is
no,
a culture,
I know that it's I know that it's not isolating. I know that they're having a social time.
Yeah.
But in terms of just the family, it was
It's divisive.
Yeah. It was
also
just,
it's a certain cultural, like it's that thing, like I've been in gaming for like so long, and it just never seems to kind of like become more egalitarian as far as like, let's just enjoy this all like girls and, you know,
like a family
family thing, or just like being more equal and being exposed to each other, you know. I'm always trying to encourage gender equality in gaming. Yeah. And the earlier you start, the more it just becomes okay. And unfortunately the culture doesn't seem to be able, it's just a young turnover, you know what I'm saying? So it kind of just has this endemic thing, like the guys are playing, and then it's always this exotic girl, and then she gets kind of harassed out of it.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's so frustrating. I'm always thinking, how do I do this? Do I let my, you know, my daughter do this? This is something that's hugely formative to me. And yet I want to protect her from this crap that I see, but how do I shore her up to be able to go in there and like be able to compete with these guys? Like, it's just hard. Life is hard.
Yeah. As someone who's in comedy, if I had a daughter, I think I would feel similarly about comedy.
About that culture. Yeah.
Just like, do I want you to be a part of this, or do I want you to be out
able
there
to
breaking
be
ground?
Yeah,
and, yeah.
Be competitive. But, you know, it's a combat. You kind of go into combat. And I'm not saying that universally. I have lots of guy friends. I play with, you know, it's not everyone, but there is sort of like a baseline where it could be a battle. Occasionally something unpleasant is going to happen. Mm-hmm. And like, how do you gird her loins in a way to like gird her video game loins? That's so weird.
To Fortnite's what broke me. You know, it's just the concept of what is right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to know. He's going to get it from somewhere.
Yeah.
So like he goes and I can't just like keep him here and be like, no, you can't go to your friend's house.
Right. Yeah.
Like, what is that? Then that becomes, that's crappy.
Yeah.
He reads. So I feel like.
Right.
He's able to read. It's fine.
He's able to read. So.
And then there's always.
He can take care of
himself. Because, you know, I get a little. Ari. I think Ari says sometimes I get a little Stanley Obama, which is Barack Obama's mom, which is to say, so she would like, I think like an intense tiger mom. And so there's always a part of me that's like,
it's fine if you really deprive him because he'll be fine. He'll probably be an overachiever. It's fine.
That's true. Yeah. I'm like, well, maybe if I just find him some friends who all want to read books about the periodic table.
You're probably just going to make your grandchild in the future just be a Fortnite addict, because he's going to be like, you can play anything at birth.
Right.
Right? So just know that your legacy will, it'll affect something.
That's true. That's true.
I love that this is what broke you on the week that we have Felicia here.
I know.
That's awesome.
I was thinking about that. I'm like, you're like the best guest for this story.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't have a solution for you.
No,
but you have a lot of perspective, and that's
perspective
really valuable.
In the gaming world that I don't have. I don't have any.
I mean, I would love everybody's parents to be more involved in that, so that when kids, especially young boys, game, then you can educate them in their conduct and not saying words that they definitely should not say, because the influences out there are not, sometimes not as positive as they could
be. Right. I guess it's almost like an extension of the internet, right?
Exactly.
So it's like, I'm faceless. I have a fake name. Like, I can say anything and it's almost meaningless because it's not real
life.
This is
cool. Like, these people are saying, I'm watching a streamer or whatever. Like, you know, I would personally rather my kid play the game with people they know versus like, I'm going to log on and play with strangers. I'm going to watch a streamer. I don't know. I haven't watched them enough to know what kind of attitude they have. That they're saying this is. So like, to me, it's, you know, that's what I would think about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was a video game character once.
Mm-hmm. You were?
Uh-huh. I was a morbidly obese woman who sat in a room and makes the players go get her more champagne.
What game was it?
I don't know. I can never figure out because they don't tell you. They don't tell you the name of the game.
What?
What?
when you're recording them.
What?
That's too bad.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of a bunch of guys from Japanese were watching, or from not Japanese, from Japan.
Hey, are you all in Japanese? I love that place.
They were in Japan, and they were Skyping in and watching me because they did the like mocap on my face.
Oh, interesting.
And they were like talking, and they were and they made me belch and do all kinds of stuff. I know. I don't even know how to like look it up or find out.
I bet somebody will listen to this. And
if you know,
recognize it.
She's a big old fat lady, and she talks like this. Bring me more champagne.
You know what? Wow. My brother Eric listens to this show. Maybe he'll know.
He's well versed in the strange Japanese.
Yeah, I mean, he knows all. He's a part of. He's a part of your world. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but the big joke was though, like of all of the female characters in all of video game land, I was like the one that wasn't gorgeous. Like,
it sounds to be the most interesting.
Yeah. I agree.
She was interesting. I don't know. I never heard about it again. They were like, this is going to be a great character. And then I didn't
ever hear about it again.
Oh. So either she got cut.
Maybe
or
she got cut.
She might have gotten cut.
Damn well, it. if you have any inkling of what we are talking about, please
I bet if you searched
email
fat
us.
Lady.
Fat lady video
game. Video game. Champagne. There'll be a song. At least.
Or some very disturbing videos.
Actually, don't search that. Yeah,
that's what I imagined when you said that. I was like, oh, there must be so many strange pornographic.
Yeah, champagne.
Pornographic adjacent.
Yeah, weird.
Never mind.
Like, I'll give you champagne and then fuck your folds. Anyway.
Here we are.
So, yeah, I don't really have anything specific that broke me this week. So,
I thought you were saying your improv classes broke you.
Yeah, I mean, it's fucking joyful. It's just a lot, you know, I'm in the comedy mines, as we call it at my house, which means you just go and you don't see daylight. And then you come out and it's nighttime and you've done 6 hours of teaching comedy. Anyway, Felicia.
Yeah.
What has broken you?
Well, listen. I did have something this week that was really gross, but then the true breakage was...
I mean, you could tell us both.
I mean, listen, the trip. I took my baby at 16 months to Europe for 3 weeks, and that seems cool, right? It seems like a dream. It was literally the worst 3 weeks of my life, but, you know, that's... I mean, it really did break me, and the culmin... Okay, so here's... I do fan conventions, and people will fly me places to do speeches and things like that. And so my dream is to live in Europe. I want to live in Europe. Maybe like in 2 years, I'm going to move there with my baby and my family. So
Where?
I don't know. I haven't decided. I really want to live in Spain, but then the whole global warming thing is like very complicated. It's supposed to turn Barcelona into a desert, but I love Barcelona.
What?
So anyway, I know it's depressing. It's the best city in the world. So anyway, I cobbled together a situation where I did not have to pay anything to get my nanny, me and my baby over. And then my partner was going to meet us there and I did not pay anything. So I cobbled together us getting over to Europe for free. And I was like, I am a master. And so
money
I was being paid, it was basically I'm paying for a vacation, right? So I was like, you are the amazing master of everything. So I was doing an event in Poland, London, and Dusseldorf. And so I planned this elaborate journey with a 16-month-old to Paris, I mean to Poland. Then we flew to London. Then we flew to Barcelona because I just wanted to go to Barcelona. And then we went to Dusseldorf and they were supposed to go home in 3 weeks. Now that sounds amazing, but with a 16-month-old, it was probably the worst idea I've ever had in my life because my baby, A, did not sleep at the time. She co-slept, so she's in the bed with me. And half of the trip I was alone with her. And she will not sleep outside the bed, so she cannot, she doesn't nap in a stroller. Or some barely she would so I take her to Poland, which by the way I had a one business class seat that I was sharing with her, right? But she can't sleep, so I basically and it was Lufthansa, which is one of the most uncomfortable seats you'll ever, you know, you think business class, this is fancy,
yeah,
right? No, it's like sleeping
right below first class.
Nope, it's sleeping on board. Thank you, Lufthansa. It's a German engineering, very efficient, very uncomfortable. So essentially, 6 hours into a, by the way, 15-hour flight, because I have to go through Germany to get to Poland because there's no direct flights to where I was going.
Wait, so you were coming from
LA to Frankfurt, And then I had
straight to there
connect to, oh, so I had a layover, connect to Poland, to this very small thing in Poland. So anyway,
oh my God,
it was amazing. So at a certain point, you're I have alone. A picture of the baby. I had the nanny with okay. me, but she wasn't next to me. She was like, you know,
in steerage.
Yeah, in steerage. Hey, I'm not that fancy. So anyway, the baby, I'm like desperate to get this baby asleep. So I essentially lay her down on the whole first class seat, and I'm huddled on the end of the first class seat or the business class seat. And I can know enough German so I can hear the stewards and the stewardesses making fun of me. Like, did you see that woman huddled on the end of the seat when her baby's just splayed out on the seat? So anyway, that was the start of a wonderful trip.
Oh.
So I get
but
there.
But she did sleep that way at least?
She only slept for like 3 hours that way. So anyway, I get there and we go to Poland and then we connect back to London because my dream was to go to London and it's May and it's the most beautiful. I rent a house because it was actually way cheaper. This sounds like a douchebag. I swear I did this all on a budget. It was just an Airbnb. It was cheaper because I can't pay for two hotel rooms.
Yeah. It sounds like a fucking dream. Let us live the fantasy as we listen.
It was near Abbey Road. It was this gorgeous, like on the thing. I was like, this is amazing. Look at the price. Okay. We get there.
Yeah.
It has a playroom with children's toys. There's a playground next door. I'm like, this is incredible. No, because the hot water broke. B, the refrigerator broke while we were there. Yeah. Everything broke. There was mold in the refrigerator, so we couldn't even put food there. And she can't sleep. So we're so far out of town that I had to pay more in cabs going back and forth than I would have paid for two hotel rooms because she can't sleep. She's melting down. She's having a nightmare. Okay, it's already bad. All right, this is halfway through. We go to Barcelona. It was lovely, 3 days. So that was the only part. And then we go to Dusseldorf. By then, it is the worst experience. We are all, like, it's just me and the nanny and the baby. And, like, I travel quite a bit with her because I have to go to Vancouver to work as an actor. We were just like, we are done. We are done. I have to go to Dusseldorf because, basically, I'm still paying for my trip. And we're so ready to leave. So we get on the plane and we have, like, this is where I break. So we're getting there, guys. So we are finally like, we're out of here. Get me off this continent. All right. Mm-hmm. So we go to to the airport and we have like a 2 hour, we have to go from Frankfurt to Dusseldorf and Dusseldorf to LA. And there's only one flight a day to get us home. Right. So, but we have a 2 hour layover and it's a 45 minute flight from Frankfurt to Dusseldorf. So we're like, we're fine. Except the flight gets delayed. Delayed to the point where we think we're not going to make our connection and we're going to have to stay another day. I can't even tell you how intolerable it would have been.
Just cannot.
Oh, no, we could not. Also, we get on the plane and a guy named Gustav.
Nice.
Checked in, put his luggage on the plane, and they can't take off because Gustav is not on board.
Oh.
So, like, we're already at the edge of making this, but this dickhead, Gustav Reiner, I will never forget this name, that name.
And you're on notice, Gustav Reiner.
So we're like, get me
Gustav
off.
Listens to the show and he's like,
But that's also my luggage is.
I would have been scared and paranoid that he had put a bomb.
Well, I was too at that point, but I was like, just get us in the air. Like, I just need to get home. Like, I'm crying.
Maybe we'll blow up, but I'm just over Europe.
I have not slept in 3 weeks because she co-sleeps and she breastfeeds. And she just woke up and they were uncomfortable beds. Like, believe me, it sounds so glamorous. Like, this sounds like a dream. I'm so fancy.
Wait,
was awful.
I thought your partner was going to take the baby home.
No. No, he just came and met us and then he left. It was great for him. He just flew back business class all the way home on the way back. And then I'm like, oh, poor guy. I cobbled everything together. So I broke even, y'all. And I broke. But the beds were not comfortable because, you know, I had to have a comment. You know, I had to. Anyway. Yeah, so we're on the plane and we get off and we're like, okay, we're going to miss this flight. But I have the baby in a pack and I have a backpack on my back and I'm carrying a carry on. And then Amy has like a couple of pieces of luggage and we're like, let's go. It's go time. So we're literally like getting off the plane, running. We have to get on a stupid bus. Then we're running. Then we have to go through customs.
What?
Because we're going through we have to go through a passport check and the people were so leisurely and we're running. Oh. And I have to tell you, I am not fit. And I remember that this gate was literally the farthest gate you could possibly get in the airport from the place that we were left. So we are, and I'm like, it's not going to happen. I'm running. I'm sweating. And then I start just crying.
Oh no.
I'm like, I'm so tired. I'm running with the poor child is like bouncing into my face. She hits my nose. I think I break my nose.
No.
She's sobbing. I'm sobbing. I'm carrying probably 50 pounds on me at this point. I'm in boot camp.
Yeah.
And at some point, I take the baby out. I hand her to Amy. I'm like, just go. Leave me behind. Leave me behind. I'm not kidding. I'm sobbing.
Oh.
I'm sobbing. We get there, and finally she's like, I'm not leaving you behind. Like, it's like I'm in Apocalypse Now.
Yeah. Or the Handmaid's Tale.
Or the Handmaid's Tale.
Or like some zombie movie. You're like, yeah. I'll stay here and ward them off. You go ahead and get...
I'm not even kidding. I was just going to take the baby and get out.
Oh my God.
Get out of Germany.
And it was just like, so you could sleep.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'll just sleep in this massage chair in this lounge over here. And because you were so
exhausted. Because I've never run that far.
But also like you wanted to go home. Yes. And you had, but this was also a work trip, right?
It was work. No, I had no vacation. Only the 2 days in Barcelona was a vacation at all. I was working constantly the whole
for
time.
3 weeks and not sleeping.
Nope.
And taking care of your kid.
It was the least restful vacation that I at least broke even on, kind of.
Oh, girl, that was not a vacation. That was a trip.
It was terrible. It was terrible. I worked every single second. So, you know, the baby had a good time. She went to the pond in London. She got a little bit of an accent. Anyway, finally we get there, and it's the last terminal. I'm not kidding. On the other side of the airport, and there's a group of people who are like, oh, could it be? And I got on, and Kesha was on our flight, and it was great. We just left. We left. It had like an hour delay. There was a 45-minute delay.
Oh, thank
God. So we
God.
Actually made it, and they didn't have to stay in Germany one day longer. So let me just tell you, my dreams were shattered. Do not stay in 3-star hotels. It does not. I think there were bugs at some point.
Oh boy.
And there were lumps everywhere. Do not co-sleep with your child. Do not take a child who cannot sleep in a stroller to Europe ever. Do not rent a house that looks pretty on Airbnb and suddenly everything breaks and they give you 100 pounds, which is like a fraction of... Anyway, so it was bad. It broke me. And after that, I had a sleeping disorder. I'm not kidding. Ever since then, I've been an insomniac.
What was it like when you got home? Were you able to hand the baby over and be like, I'm going to sleep?
She actually...
For days.
This is the funny part. Like, she is very attached to me. She's very clingy. She loves breastfeeding. I did it until she was two, a little over two. But at the time we got back, and literally the day after we got back, she's like, Mama, I want, she's like, I'm like, do you want to sleep in your new, I would offer her. So I had, she co-slept cause she just hated the crib and she never slept in a crib except the first like 4 months of her life.
Whoa.
And so then I got a single mattress cause, a company just gave me one for free on Twitter.
Awesome.
It was great. It's a very nice mattress. And so, I had it on the floor, but I offer it to her. Hey, do you want to sleep in your own bed? And she would be like 15 months. She'd be like, nah. And then finally the day after we got back, I was like, do you want to sleep in your big, kid bed? She's like, uh-huh. And from that day on, she slept in the single bed by herself. So she got broken too, y'all.
Now that's a dream.
That's a double break.
Yeah.
It was dope. Yeah. So I would never travel with a 1 to 2 year old ever again in my life.
Oh my
God. So, yeah.
I know people. Anyway. I know people who travel with little kids or have.
She was great the first year. I flew with her every month.
I'm always like, I'm like, how are they doing that? I'm so terrified to travel. Like I really keep it to a minimum.
I mean, she was used to it. It's just like, it wasn't even her fault. It was just the beds were uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It was just too much travel. And she literally is physically incapable of sleeping in a stroller. And I even bought like a special stroller. I was like, this one goes all the way, baby. No, it was terrible. Anyway, so that's why I have wrinkles around my eyes now because of that trip.
You guys, she has no wrinkles on her face.
Luminescent skin. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Like,
I've been slugging it. I've been doing that Vaseline
thing. Oh, you're doing
the slugging?
Oh.
Yeah. It made a huge difference.
Has it?
Huge.
Now, are you acne prone at all?
Not at all. Okay. I'm like a Sahara. Like, I'm the driest person in the world. Like, I should just, like, slather myself in milk. And I mean, it's just, I'm a desert inside.
I'm the Sahara and I get acne.
Really?
So I'm worried, like.
You look like you have a lot of, like, moisture in your skin. Like,
thank
just naturally.
You.
Yeah.
Because I have a lot of moisturizer on.
Really?
Probably. But that's interesting. Because, so we're talking about something called slugging with a mom friend of ours puts Vaseline?
I use Aquaphor. And I'd only do it under my eyes and my cheeks. I put it on under my eyes. I don't put it on my T-zone.
Oh, maybe I should do that for my eyes. That makes sense.
I don't know.
That makes sense.
I don't want you to break out and be like, Felicia, what did
it's
you do?
It's all her fault.
Do you know what I also stopped doing? Is this off topic? I stopped using serums and it made my skin so much better. and oils, face oils and serums. I stopped completely and my skin is so much better now. It was making it was making my skin wrinkly to put that oil on my skin. I went back to just, I have like a cream cleanser and one moisturizer and then I slug it. My skin is 10 times better than it was before.
Oh, and so when she's saying slug it, she means she puts Vaseline or Aquaphor on her face.
On my face.
It's like a slug walked across your face.
Yeah, yeah. It's really gross.
It is
gross. It'll ruin your pillow, but that's okay.
That's the other thing I was wondering, like, are my pillows going to be all fucked up? Is my hair going to be sticking to my face?
Yeah, I put my hair up. I mean, you know, listen, don't listen to me.
I remember when I was in my early 20s, or I read The Beauty Myth by Naomi Wolf, and she talks a lot about how it's just like they're just fucking conning us out of our money.
I think they are. I mean, I literally bought the most. I bought that Vintner's Daughter stuff
that everyone raves about.
And then
about.
I got argan oil, and then I got the Kiehl's Midnight Repair. And it actually, I noticed that I was like, why is my skin getting more wrinkly? And I would look really close. I'd be like, there's like the texture is all messed up. And I would switch. And then I'd do it for a week and it got worse. And I just stopped the oil and the serums. I'm not, maybe it's just, I have weird skin, but maybe. I don't
know. But hey, man, I'm not that surprised.
I've saved a lot of money. Save up for my next European trip without my baby. What?
I said, I'm going to go get some Aquaphor.
Yeah. Amanda's inspired.
Really? Don't call me if you break out. Don't do it.
Be like, fucking slugs.
You told me. All right. Felicia, is there anything that you would like to promote, or where can people come and like check out your work, buy your book, whatever?
You can go to my, you can get my book. My new book is at FeliciaDayBook.com. I'm on a book tour, so I don't know when this comes out, but if it's after October 15th, don't look for me on book tour. But if it's before that, come see me and get the book. And you can find me anywhere at Felicia Day, on Twitter and Instagram, everywhere. Just my name, Felicia Day.
Right on. Hey, if you like the show, please subscribe. And, you know, it's a free show. So a way that you can pay us is to rate it and review it.
Yep. And if you like it, make sure to tell your friends about it.
Tell everybody, especially tell your mom group. Mm-hmm. Please follow us on Twitter at Mommy Drinks Show and on Instagram at Why Mommy Drinks Podcast. Like us on Facebook.
Yeah, join our Facebook group. We have a great Facebook group, Mommy Drinks.
That's right. It's a whole community of listeners. It's super fun. It's super supportive. Also, send us your parenting nightmares. Send us your shit shows. Email them to us at whymommydrinkspodcast@gmail.com. And you can leave a message on our hotline.
Call me with your shit show. 424-279-8884. Call me with your shit show. 424-279-8884. Call me with your shit show.
424-279-8842.
Felicia, you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
You're doing a great job.
I feel
job.
Like I told a douchey story about like going to Europe with a nanny, but honestly, I'm not fancy. I'm good at using points and cobbling.
No. Here's the thing. Even when people tell a story that is about a situation that you just outlined, it reminds all of us, even if you're not going and cobbling together a business trip to Europe where you bring your baby and a nanny, that we all, like, none of us are immune to shit shows and like nightmare parenting moments and breaking, because it happens to all of us. Like, breaking is equal opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
You know, so like, don't, I mean, we've had plenty of people
Parenthood
come by
doesn't care if you're in business class.
They don't care
class,
if you have a nanny.
Coach class.
It's still going to break
it's
you.
It's still fucking so hard.
It's really bad. Never fly Lufthansa again.
I just
hard.
Thought you
it's
said
so
Lufthansa.
Hard. Lufthansa.
Welcome Lufthansa to Lufthansa Air. I love it.
Hey.
Thanks for having me on.
Hey, welcome to Lufthansa Air.
Hey.
If you want the plane to start, you just poop. You pop it right on the side of the airplane. And then a bunch of late. Oh, all the women who work on Lufthansa Air. Oh, they're real hot. They all look like fucking what's her face from Greece.
Olivia
Newton-John.
Rizzo.
They all look like Rizzo from Greece. Yeah. We all want to hit that.
No, she's great. Sorry, I'm really tired. I talked improv for 6 hours today. Yes. Amanda,
I love it.
You're doing a great job. You're a good mom.
Yeah. Thank you.
You are.
Yep. Trying.
You're putting thought and effort into your decisions.
You're doing a great job. You're an improv mom, and I'm proud of you for it. Keep being the mama duckling and imprinting on all of those very flaccid minds.
What?
I don't know why I said flaccid.
They're impressionable.
That's what I meant.
Is that what you meant?
Yeah. What's the word?
Boner.
Nope. Not flaccid. Nope.
Erection.
Nope. Not boner. Nope. Not erection. We're going to keep going. Mm-hmm. So if you find yourself,
penis.
Nope.
No. Okay.
If you find yourself, stuck in day after day after day of improv and you realize that you don't have a story to tell about your family because you haven't seen it.
Oh, dude, for real.
Or you're, trying to figure out how to sign up to be hunted by strangers because you love your kid. Or the best thing about your trip to Europe is Kesha. Know that
she was really loud when she walked. That's all I remember about Kesha. It's like she really wanted people to notice that was Kesha.
Oh man.
It wasn't that her shoes were walking. No, it was just her whole every gesture was loud. You know what I'm saying?
Getting
you know
on the plane people. And she's like, "Are y'all praying?"
She didn't sing. It's just like just her. Maybe she just has that much charisma. It's just like you can't help look at her.
I saw Ethan Hawke at like Central Park once, and that's how he was too. And I was like,
just taking up too much room, right?
Cool it, Ethan Hawke.
Yeah,
yeah. Cool it, Kesha. Go on, bring us home.
Know that you're doing a great job.
My mommy drinks.
Hello.
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 Check out our new podcast,
Barely Composed,
with us,
Femini Trio.
Each week, we write a brand new comedic song with one of our funny friends.
Listen and subscribe to Barely Composed on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by Campfire Media.
Campfire.